Well, thank you very much. It's a privilege to be back with you. Thank you for your kind invitation. And we do trust God will bless us as we consider something from his word today. Maybe the presentation is going to come. Yeah. The verse that I have put on the screen, John 3:16, I'm sure is possibly well known to most, if not all of us here. It's always good to turn to God's word. And I'm sure most of us could probably recite that verse off by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It's a wonderful verse. It's a verse that is so special to myself, because it was when I was a boy, aged 10 years of age, that I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that evening, as I was reciting again that verse, I said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." And I said that Hugh Mitchell believes in him and shall not perish but have everlasting life. And that's what our heart's desire is, that each of us here will know that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, to know what it is, to know that he has loved us, that he gave himself for us, and by putting our faith and trust in him, we shall not perish, but we shall have everlasting life. And if you forget anything else that I should say today, take that verse away with you, but make it real in your heart and in your life. We're going to come back and consider something of that verse a little later. You know, in our minds, people have lots of questions. I'm sure that you have heard someone say, "Oh, I have just got so many things in my mind just now. So many questions that I would have in my mind." You may hear some people saying, "Well, Brexit," I'm quite sure you've heard of Brexit, haven't you? "Well, will it be good? Will it be bad for me? How will it affect me? How will it affect my family? The recent budget." Maybe people have gone through in their mind and said, "Well, how is the Chancellor's budget? How is that going to affect me on a daily basis?" Or maybe some folks are saying, "Why do all these natural disasters, why are they happening?" Or something that's very real in our society just now, people are concerned about their personal information, their personal data. And their question is, how do I know that my personal data will not be stolen? Or maybe for some folks, if you start to look at the shops now, maybe some people are starting to say, "What should I start to do about Christmas shopping?" So many questions that people would have in their mind. But for these moments today, I would like us to put these questions aside. And I want us to focus on that question. And that question is your reservation made and guaranteed? Is your reservation made and guaranteed? Now, you see, I suppose the difficulty with asking a question like that, I maybe wasn't too specific, was I? And maybe even as I asked that question, maybe some picture started to come into your mind. Maybe you pictured, as I have here, as that cruise ship. And you say, "Well, if I'm going to go on a cruise, I need to make my reservation." Or maybe if I'm going to go on a holiday or a business trip or whatever, I need to make that reservation for that flight. Or if I maybe want a wee break away, I'll maybe go to a hotel and make that reservation.